Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's the new Miley Cyrus song. And it's, you know, it is reminiscent of that Edge of 17. The ooh! But it's, I just love that she's sort of into that retro sound. I think that's, you know, it seems like a lot of her songs are kind of instrumentated like that. Ooh, was that me who clicked so loud?
I think it was.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, I just sort of love that she embraces the retro. That's a good. Thanks, Jane. That was a good one. It's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. We've done this for many years. This year, the event is virtual because we can't meet and climb in person. But that doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anybody can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th through October 11th, 2020. Go to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb and you'll find all the information. Or just click the big donate button. Look, the first responders are currently responding and we need them. And they suffer. They see things at their most horrific and watch their comrades fall. So, I mean, it's terrible what these guys go through. And if it wasn't for them, a lot more people would suffer. So click the big donate button or participate, whichever is your thing. I want to say really quickly, because a million people asked last week, why did Vinny leave the show Thursday at 7? Ready for my quick recap?
Sure.
He was on his way to getting evacuated. They had evacuation orders coming down. He walks outside. His car's gone, or his wife did. And turns out she left the keys to the car and the house and a credit card in there. So he spent his day dealing with that and a bad locksmith and a crazy redo the garage door. And then he got his family safe, drove his mom home, made it back by Saturday. And here he is on the air, everyone. Vinny's back. Did I miss anything?
Those are the important points, yes.
I'm sure.
I mean, the most important
everything.
Point for sure is just that everyone's okay. And right now, although we are evacuated, police have the city locked down. And we are going to trust that they know what they're doing because we're not going back. Because they stopped me and told me to stay the hell out. So I'm going to do that. And the fire crews had a great night. We're at 13% contain, and we were very worried last night about more lightning. So it's all good. It is all good.
All right. The first night of the 2020 Republican convention begins this evening on all the major networks. Delegates formally renominate Trump and Pence for the Republican Party's presidential ticket. If that's your thing, it's on tonight and all week. I'm sure it'll delay all the programming everyone else wants to watch.
Did you watch your show last night?
Of course I did. You know, did you? Oh, I'm
of course.
I'm good. Great. You know, here's what I'll say about Big Brother. I actually, as I was trying to talk to Bryn and Nicole about this on Friday, I went, you know what? Forget it, you guys. Just me and Vinny like it. We'll watch it. You guys don't worry about it. Seriously. It's an uphill battle with these two. You know, I still feel like nothing major has happened. Janelle thinks an awful lot of herself. Memphis sucks. Anything you'd like to add to it?
No, I did watch last night, so I'm caught up, and it was nice to just focus on anything else for a little while. So I thoroughly enjoyed the hour of television. And,
yeah, sure. Me too.
You know, I guess we don't see it again until Wednesday, right?
Right, Wednesday and Thursday, and okay. Chances are that'll be delayed like it was last week. So if we, you know, with the Democratic convention last week, Republican this week. So if you are a fan, and I realize there's very few of you out there, set an extra half hour or so, maybe even an extra hour on your DVR, or tape the next show that follows it, because it's they've been running long. Lori Loughlin, this is the Varsity Blues thing. If you remember a year or so ago, all these people got found out that a guy by the name of Rick Singer could get your kid into college, but it was going to cost you. So we'd been sort of with Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli. They'd been fighting it. And I guess when the pandemic hit, they said, oh, we should cop a plea, because this is not, they were looking at years in prison. I mean, they were going to throw the book at these guys, and maybe they thought to themselves, well, we won't even have to go to prison because of COVID, and it'll be fantastic. It turns out that's maybe not the case. They may actually go to jail. I don't know how they're going to wrangle that, the officials here. But as expected, Lori Loughlin was sentenced to 2 months in prison for her role in the college admissions scandal. This happened on Friday. She admitted to making an awful decision and said, I thought I was acting out of love for my children, but in reality, it only undermined my daughter's abilities and accomplishments. My decision helped exacerbate existing inequalities in society. Lori and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, agreed to a plea deal back in May. She was fined $150,000 and has to do 100 hours of community service. Massimo, the prosecutors say he had a more active role in the scheme. He got an additional charge of honest services, wire, and mail fraud. So his sentence is 5 months in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service. They probably will not get all that time. Thank you. They probably won't serve all that time, but house arrest, they say, is off the table. They're actually going to have to go to prison and do their time in California. That's where they're hoping to do their time anyway. California facilities near where they live, no decision on that has been made. But they're saying even if they have to delay when they go into jail, they're going to go into jail. So there's that. Chrissy Teigen is pregnant with John Legend's third baby, and I guess that means they need a new nest, because they're selling their Beverly Hills mansion for $24 million. If you follow Chrissy Teigen on Instagram, you've seen this house. It is, I don't know, if I didn't have to sell it, I wouldn't, because it's pretty great. There was a birthday party recently for one of the kids or something, and they had, I mean, you just go, oh. Oh, look at that.
Isn't
it
on the water, too?
I don't know. It's freaking perfect. I'm sure of it. They're saying here it's in a gated community, 8,500 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. It is sort of weirdly office building looking. It's kind of modern and has some really sharp angles and flat facades. But it's lovely. Beverly Hills is where it is, so that doesn't sound like water. Maybe they have their own pond. I don't know, Bryn. According to the listing, you walk into the entry and it's 33-foot ceilings. There's a sculptural staircase. There's a chef's kitchen. I've seen the kitchen a million times. Nothing seems to destroy, because those kids are like, her daughter just is sitting on the counter, kneeling on the counter the whole day long, and her mom hands her knives and lets her do stuff. It's they're having a good time there. The master bedroom has a fireplace, a balcony, and a glam room, because of course it does. The home also features a gym, a movie theater, and a playroom. It has all the things that you'd want in a $23, $24 million house. So,
well, you get that kind of money. I heard this story actually from Christina, who said, I guess, I don't know where she was reading it, but she also shares your enthusiasm for homes that I have no percent of care. But I do understand that people love that stuff. What she said was Chrissy Teigen was saying they need more space than what they've got. And I was like, oh my God. So they have, what did you just say? 8,500
square feet. Yeah. And 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. I wonder if they have live-in help, and I think her mom lives with them because her mom's in a ton of her videos. So yeah, I wonder if they actually do need more space. And look, we need more servants. You know,
whatever
you
got. I do think you start to fill that space.
Yeah.
And when you find yourself having to give up maybe a room for whatever reason, you go, yep. I don't want to. I like having that. So maybe they're going to be able to fill, you know, whatever it is, 15 bedrooms just fine, whatever they upgrade right. to.
They say with a third child coming, they want a house they can grow into.
There you go.
Because apparently they've grown out of this one. Anyway, congratulations to them on having a $24 million house and looking for something bigger. I suppose that's great. You know, she is delightful and he's very talented. The Kentucky Derby was going to try to let 23,000 people, which is limited attendance for the big race, Churchill Downs, I guess is where they have it. But now they're saying we're going to run it without fans. It's ridiculous. They're in Churchill Downs, Kentucky. They announced this Friday, and they're saying, look, there's a ton of COVID-19 cases in the area, and we can't really justify having 23,000 people come here. So it'll be the second Triple Crown race this year without spectators. The Belmont Stakes was run in June. The Derby, let's see, is going to be September over the weekend of September 4th and 5th, or maybe that's weekdays. I don't know. They run two. There's the Kentucky Oaks, which is run at the same time as the Kentucky Derby. The Oaks is for fillies. So they're saying we were confident in our plan, but we've decided it just isn't worth the risk. So if you want to watch the Kentucky Derby, you're going to be able to, but you won't be able to be there. So I'm going to tell you about this just because I find it so funny. They're saying Rachel McAdams debuts apparent baby bump. Apparent? Really? She looks like she's huge. I guess they're still speculating. I don't know. She's just had a big lunch. I don't know.
Well, if they don't have confirmation, they have to be careful, right?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, honestly, though, she looks like a fertility goddess. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going on the record and saying Rachel McAdams is pregnant. Kelly Osbourne is talking about her gastric sleeve surgery. She has lost 85 pounds. She is quick to tell you that it's not a quick fix. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of her lately, but she looks amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And I didn't know, though, that she was ever overweight enough to need to lose 85 pounds. Did you?
I never thought that she was. She was plump, I thought. Pleasantly so, and she lost a bunch of weight when she went on Dancing with the Stars. I remember her really having some body changing, but that was a while ago. I'm not sure what year she was on that, so she apparently put it back. Oh, there she is. That is a serious before and after. But she apparently had put a bunch of weight back on, so a while ago, she's 35 now, she revealed the weight loss last week. And she said, though, that it was the result of a total mental and physical health shift that started years ago after getting this gastric sleeve. She said, I had the surgery. I don't give an F what anybody has to say. And she said, I did it. I'm proud of it. And they can suck S, which I assume is that one thing no one would want to suck. I did the gastric sleeve. All it does is change the shape of your stomach. I got that 2 years ago. I will never lie about it. It's the best thing I've ever done. But she went on, you can't just get that and then rest and hope that the weight falls off. Apparently you need to make big diet changes. It just changes the shape of your stomach. You fill up faster, but you have to exercise and you have to eat right. So she basically said, the kind of surgery I had, if you don't work out, you don't eat right, you actually gain weight. All it does is move you in the right direction. So she's, you know, doesn't want you to discount the personal sacrifices that she made and the work that she had to do to get to that point.
All right.
This is terrible. Larry King is in the news. He's lost two kids within, I think, 23 days of each other.
What happened? Do we know? Because I only saw that headline as well. I don't know how you lose two, unless it's COVID related.
It's not COVID related. I guess the son had a heart attack. The son was 65. So look, you know, I don't know how old Larry King is. And maybe they say in here 86. So his son was adopted from a marriage that he had like in the 60s. I guess he had the daughter Chaya, with the woman whose son was this kid, Andy. And when he was married to her, he actually adopted Andy as well. So Andy was 65. Chaya was 51. He died. It looks like a heart attack, and she died of lung cancer. So not completely unexpectedly for her. I guess that the son, Andy, passed away unexpectedly of a heart attack July 28th, and she passed on August 20th, only a short time after having been diagnosed with lung cancer. So he's obviously very upset about it. He's losing them, feels so out of order. No parent should have to bury a child. And he
well, he's a miracle that he's still alive. He was a packs a day smoker for a long time, and he was one of those dudes who used to have one burning while he did his broadcast too. So,
right, I know.
I mean, that was sort of normal back in the day, that smoking was just acceptable, even on television or whatever. But he's still there at 86, and to have outlived your sixth—that is tragic.
It is, and actually, he. He suffered a near fatal stroke back in May. So I don't even know what his situation is. So it's 3 months after his stroke, he filed for divorce from his apparently now ex, Sean, after 22 years together. He said, "I'm sorry about the marriage. I'll always care for my wife, but it just hit a point where we didn't get along. There was some weirdness in their marriage. We don't have to go into all that right now, but there's something about a sister who was providing. I don't know. There was
what was she
there.
Providing? Sandwiches?
Satisfaction, relief.
Services?
Services provided. There was
lawnmower?
Rumors.
What are you talking
Who the hell
about?
No,
she cleans
really,
house?
Vinny,
stop,
no.
I don't know.
Yes,
I'm
yes. She
to...
cleaned his house. That's what it was. She
All right.
provided domestic services to him.
Whose sister
anyway,
does that?
The one where, I don't know, you want a piece of the money, I guess? I really don't know. Or maybe she was attracted to Larry King. I mean, who can blame her? Hey, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Yeah, I know.
Oh. I've got some actual, you know, couple quick updates for you. I've got fast facts and then the worst attraction in every state. So if you're heading out on a road trip,
oh.
these
Don't
are the places
here.
Not to go after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.